So even if you had bad role models like us, or if you're lucky enough to have good role models, you can have a thriving relationship.
Mimi and Jim Du are in a thriving romantic relationship and have discovered the five keys to keep it that way. They understand that a good relationship makes for a happy home life and is great for business. Mimi and Jim know this because not only are they life partners, but they're business partners too. In this episode, Mimi and Jim share the five keys to a thriving relationship and tips on how to unlock each one. Go to geniusnetwork.com/125 to access the show notes for this episode, along with an exercise to help you take action on what Mimi and Jim teach.
So let me ask you, how many of you are in a thriving romantic relationship, other than with yourselves, of course? Okay, awesome. And how many of you would like to be in a thriving romantic relationship if you aren't already in one?
Nobody.
So let me get this right. If you're not currently in a thriving romantic relationship, how many of you would like to be in one? Handful?
Yep.
Now, some truth is about to happen here. For those of you lucky enough to be in a thriving romantic relationship, how many of you would like to make that even better? I'd say that's probably about 15 people. Now, you might be thinking, what does having a thriving romantic relationship have to do with money? Those of you who are in one know how much more creative you become, how much better you are at decision-making, and how much more confidence and happiness you express. This translates into more money and success in your business. You also feel less stress, and you become more effective in other relationships. If you're married and not in a thriving relationship and end up getting divorced, for the people here in this room, you know that's probably going to cost you a lot more than $250,000. That's why I've asked my longtime friends, Mimi and Jim, who's also my financial advisor, to both share with their secrets with you. Having known both of them for over 20 years and having observed their marvelous, truly, even with Jim, it's marvelous, 26-year marriage, their business partnership, and now as 25K partners, they have it figured out. Their title is The Five Keys to a Thriving Relationship. Please let me welcome my very dear friends, Jim and Mimi Du.
I did not have good role models to show me what a great relationship could be all about. My father was very abusive emotionally and physically to my mother. I never wanted to get married.
I didn't have good role models either. My parents got divorced after 43 years of marriage because my dad was having an affair. So even if you had bad role models like us, or if you're lucky enough to have good role models, you can have a thriving relationship. And today, Mimi and I are going to share our five keys to our thriving relationship. Number one is deep communication.
Webster's Dictionary defines communication as a process by which information is exchanged.
We define it as exchanging meaningful thoughts, feelings, and values through eye contact, active listening, and personal touch.
We're going to give you an example of just like everyday ho-hum communication, something really not to do. Let's say I'm already home. Jim gets home. I hear him walking through the door. Oh, hi, hon. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just a second. I'm texting. Oh, I'm pretty good. What's going on?
Had a good day. How about you?
Oh, it was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. What happened with you?
I talked to Joe. He's dating someone new.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It'll never last.
Huh. Hey, could you feed our four-legged son, furry son?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I can do that. This is a better way to have deep communication. Same thing. I get home.
Hi, honey. How
Hi,
are
hon.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
A bit of a challenging day, but you know the meditation steps that Jason Campbell gave us from last meeting?
Yeah.
That's been helping.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
What happened with you?
Joe's dating somebody new.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I really like her. I hope it lasts.
You know what, though? He stays friends with all of his girlfriends.
He definitely does that. You can see the eye contact, the physical touch. It makes a big difference. It takes normal communication to deep communication.
I'm sure many of you recognize this royal couple who just got married. Well, they had to go through several rituals prior to their ceremony. We've done the same thing to enhance our relationship. Some of the things that you hear today may not be new, but more importantly, are you implementing them?
So one ritual we came up with, we call coffee time. It's sacred time every Saturday and Sunday. We sit together, have our coffee in a room with no TV, no distractions. We hold hands, look in each other's eyes, and we talk about things like
what we're grateful for, some of the big life's challenges we may be having,
and our triumphs, our successes of the week.
So what can you do? Block off time each week to sit close, look in each other's eyes, share meaningful thoughts and feelings with no distractions.
Number two is novelty or playfulness. And Webster defines novelty as something new or unusual.
We define it as trying things that are new, fresh, and fun.
So one thing I came up with, we call the progressive dinner. So we'll go somewhere where there's restaurants close enough to walk between. And the great thing about the night for me is I get to pick what Mimi wears for the evening. Within reason. You could dress me up if you want to.
Not like that.
Okay, bad idea. That's a bad idea. So we'll go first maybe and have an appetizer, have a nice conversation. Then we'll walk holding hands to the next restaurant and have an entree. And then maybe we'll go to a third restaurant for an after dinner drink. But we always, always go home for dessert.
One of the things that I love to do is dance. So we created a ritual called the Friday Night Dance Party. To celebrate the end of the week, one of us takes turns to pick out the music, and we just dance all out for 2 minutes. We're going to give you an insight, and we want some of you to join us. Are you ready? You thought it would go on for 2 minutes, right?
Another thing we do is we take turns picking a place to vacation. And this could be exotic, like Bora Bora or something like Scotland, or just a weekend getaway to a beach.
So what can you do? Date your partner. You want to deliberately schedule, or else it's not going to happen. You want to also treat it like a first date. Put some romance into it. Dress up for each other. So that means, gentlemen, don't wear your clothes that you're going to hang out in at home watching a ball game. Ladies, leave your yoga pants at home. Okay, also when you're talking, don't discuss things about the kids, things about the business, or what you need to do around the house. Number three, growth mindset, which was made famous by Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck. And what she says, the growth mindset, love of learning and resilience. So mindset creates a love of learning and resilience. Sorry, I'm like, that is essential and great accomplishment.
We believe it's constantly growing individually and together.
One of the things that we did is create what's called the two-person book club. So most recently we read Well, Power Doesn't Work. Where's the author?
Right over there.
Oh, there's the author, Ben Hardy. We went over the highlights.
We also joined Genius Network together, so we share ideas and learn from all of you to grow even more.
We also enjoy listening to podcasts. I love marketing.
Yeah. Dean Jackson has some good things to say anyway.
What can you do? Explore new hobbies and interests.
Attend the Genius Network annual event with your romantic partner.
Don't be the same person as when you met. Continue to grow.
Number four is fight fair, because everyone argues and disagrees, but if the fighting gets out of control, somebody could get hurt.
We define fighting fair as resolving conflict in a healthy and safe environment.
So to do that, we created something we call the rules of engagement. Simple rules like no cheap shots.
Can't use the words never, hate, or always.
Don't criticize the things the other person can't change or control.
You don't want to fight when you're exhausted.
So here's an example of a bad way to fight, not fighting by the rules.
I am so exhausted. I've worked all day. Nothing has been done around the house. You never help me.
I always help. And I've been working all day, too. What
always?
Do you expect from me?
Always?
You're always complaining about this stuff.
Quit interrupting me. I hate it when you say, do
you know
that.
What? Maybe you'd be happier if we were divorced.
I know plenty of divorce attorneys in town. They're great ones.
It's true. She does know a lot of the divorce attorneys in town. So here's a better way to fight under the rules of engagement. Same problem.
Honey, I'm really exhausted. I feel like nothing's been done around the house.
I'm exhausted too, and I feel like I help out a lot. What is it that you're asking of me?
All I'm asking you to do is one thing.
What's one thing I could do?
Fold clothes.
I can do that. I can fold clothes. Much better, right? Yeah. Following the rules of engagement.
Number five, the two-minute hug.
So there's actually science behind this, that your brain chemistry changes when you have a long, prolonged hug and connection with someone. So you'll actually feel closer with that person after doing it. So just to be clear, I don't mean cuddling, and I don't mean making out like Sean Stevenson and his wife Mindy. What I mean is a connected, deep hug.
Our challenge to you is to pick one thing.
Start a ritual.
Agree to fight fair.
The two-minute hug. And if you do any of those things, you'll find yourself having a relationship that started like this 26 years ago. Aww. And is like this today.
Go to geniusnetwork.com to access all of our previous episodes and to subscribe to the podcast to be notified for all future episodes.